listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, we've got a great show for you on this Wednesday, and I'm so glad that you're with us. We've got Shelley Goldberg, Carol Markowitz, and Miranda Devine, all from the New York Post. We are so glad to have them with us, per usual, at least Carol and Shelley and Miranda making a day encore appearance. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. We get started right now.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, before I get to anything else, big congratulations to Jack Cittarelli in New Jersey yesterday, securing the Republican nomination. I think it was 2-1 him over the rest of the field yesterday. I predicted he would win big. He did. And now it is time to help focus the Garden State on what they have to do to get rid of the governor that, from a percentage standpoint, has killed more seniors in nursing homes than Governor Andrew Cuomo has. And that is a feat to be able to do that. But nobody is calling Phil Murphy out on that. Jack Cittarelli has. Now, we've got a big show. We've got a lot to get to. Carol Markowitz, who's normally with us on Tuesday, had to go with us today instead. And thanks to Kelsey Bowler for swapping. But we've got some very interesting stuff to get to, because when you talk about the kind of wholesale, whole cloth change that America has undergone in the last 6 months, I couldn't help but think about the contrast in any more direct way than all of the social media I saw posts in the last 24 hours that said, hey, what if Donald Trump Jr. or Eric Trump had randomly and regularly used the N-word in private communication with his friends on texts and other things? I'm just curious, if I just paused and said, what do you think the response would be? If you were really super honest, I think you'd have to say they'd throw the book at them because they were Trump. If their last name wasn't Trump, you could get away with almost anything. And if your last name is Biden, evidently you can use the N-word profusely and not have it impact you at all. Here to discuss is none other than the New York Post's esteemed author, columnist, and contributor Miranda Devine, and she's got a great book coming out this fall called The Laptop from Hell. I just have a feeling, I haven't seen a preview or anything, I just have a feeling that Hunter Biden might be mentioned in that. Miranda, welcome back. Good to have you on this Wednesday.
Thanks, Kevin. Great to be with you.
So is my comparison of the treatment of how the Trump boys would be treated versus the almost nothing that Hunter is enduring over this, is that fair?
It is the absolutely perfect comparison. You know, I mean, I don't want to crucify someone over private text messages with a friend, because that's what the left has been doing. And, you know, I do think, though, that this just shows up their hypocrisy. You know, the New York Times and the rest of the woke media, they've cancelled people for far lesser transgressions than what we've seen of Hunter Biden's texts, where he liberally, casually sprinkles the N-word. And, you know, if it were anyone else, if it were Don Jr. or any of the Trumps, they would be completely destroyed. And it just shows that this is a weapon for the left. It's not really that they care about racism. It's a weapon to crush conservatives, to crush their political and ideological opponents. I think their hypocrisy is so beautifully displayed in this revelation about Hunter's text messages, which, you know, just goes to show, I think, that there is white privilege, and it belongs to the Biden family. And, you know, maybe it's not just white privilege, it's just privilege. If you're a Biden, you get away with blue murder.
Politically connected and literally looking the other way on a whole host of things, which are on the laptop, which I think is going to be the subject of your book coming out this fall. Let me quickly ask you, as a way of illustrating what you were just talking about, There is, and I don't cover pop culture very often. We usually have real things to worry about on Kevin McCullough Radio, but yes. I couldn't help but be drawn into this story about the host for The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. I've never watched these shows, haven't watched literally even a scintilla of one episode ever. But when I heard the details about this man's departure, his name is Chris Harrison, and he's having to leave the franchise, not because he used the N-word in a text message, not because he ever used it in casual conversation with anybody on any level. He's having to leave The Bachelor. He's being canceled because they had a contestant who, by the way, ended up being selected by, and she was female, ended up being selected by an African-American bachelor. She ended up being his choice. They ended up going off into the sunset to wherever they go after they leave The Bachelor. I don't know. But the story here is that in her deep, deep past, when she was literally in high school, she said some things that were not particularly politically correct by today's measure. And I don't know what they are specifically, but they were something that she said in high school. And because he said on another broadcast, this is not the girl that said it, this is the host. And the host said, well, when we had her on the show, she was a wonderful person and she was really nice. And, you know, everybody makes mistakes when they're young. That was about the extent of his comments. And he has had to now be fired for defending, quote unquote, defending that behavior from someone else's life from another generation ago. And here we have in black and white, in Hunter's own words, what he thinks, and the media won't look at it.
They shouldn't, because it's no big deal, you know. It's a private text message. And if we are going to start crucifying people because of private text messages that are leaked, that remember, this was also in 2019 when I think these things weren't a capital offense. You know, but the problem is that it's selectively prosecuted.
That's my point. There's no reason Chris Harrison should have to lose his job because he stepped up for somebody and said, hey, when I knew her, she was a nice person. You know, everybody made mistakes. And I agree with you, Miranda. I don't want anybody going through every single thing I've ever written and said in my past life. I'm sure that I would be canceled for any number of reasons. But the point is, the media has chosen to pick winners and losers on who they're going to look the other way for on bad behavior. And if people actually think that they're getting any form of fair representation of journalism today, they're just foolish because it's not there.
Well, exactly. We really have to understand that a lot of, you know, the sort of prestige, I guess, journalism, you would call it, has been taken over by the radical left, just as the Democratic Party has been. You cannot trust what you're reading. And a perfect example of that is the story that we ran in the Post, New York Post, a couple of weeks ago about this meeting in Cafe Mulatto in Washington between Joe Biden, who was then vice president in April 2015, and Hunter Biden, who'd organized a whole bunch of his business clients from overseas, these foreign oligarchs from, you know, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, Russia, to meet his father. And, we ran the story. We have the evidence that showed it happened. And the Washington Post this week, Glenn Kessler, who's their fact checker, decided to run this supposed fact check, which was full of errors of its own, but also didn't debunk anything. All they did was confirm what we'd already said, which was that Joe Biden, who has denied ever having anything to do with his son's business dealings overseas, who has pretended that he's never met anybody to do with Hunter and his business, now we've said it, and the Washington Post has confirmed it while saying that our story is wrong, which it wasn't. And that he met them. He went to a dinner and met these clients. It was a 3-for-1 deal because they were from 3 different countries. So, you know, you cannot trust half the media to prosecute stories about the Bidens or the Trumps for that matter, in a fair way. They've decided not just to be biased, but to be politically partisan in a propaganda way that you would see from the CCP.
And by fair, all we're asking for is just the facts. Just give us the facts and tell the truth. Miranda Devine, you've got a book coming out this fall called Laptop from Hell. We will have you back to talk about that, because that was another story that the New York Post had and you were canceled for when you guys had the facts. But thanks for being with us today. So appreciate it.
Fabulous. Thanks. See you.
Hey, Pastor Darren Goldstein here from Hope Outreach Ministries, where everyone is welcome, where we serve the I Am Possible God. We are building people of faith, love, and power. We invite you to come and worship with us in person. Our doors open at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. We are located at 333 13th Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience heaven on earth, or join us on Facebook Live at 3 p.m. at Hope Outreach Ministries for Everyone. We promise you will never be the same as you experience the presence of Almighty God.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that's found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
This is What's Right, What's Left, unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
Listen to What's Right, What's Left, Monday through Friday evenings, 10 to midnight on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA. Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week, I promise you, you're going to get straight talk from Brian Sheely and Mike Rakeman, the proprietors of Fellowship Home Loans, also very good friends of mine, and someone who has helped you, the listeners of this broadcast, save all kinds of money on your mortgages over the years. It's just incredible. Literally millions of dollars saved for listeners to Kevin McCullough Radio. And Brian Sheely, I always appreciate you taking time out for us. Every type of investment that I'm talking to, they're all saying the same thing. Inflation, inflation, inflation. Lumber's up, I don't know, 480%. Copper's through the roof. Things you need to build your house with. It's just insane. How does this impact the mortgage market, Brian Sheely?
Oh, Kevin, I mean, we see it all over the place. And just like mortgages, it's not going to be any different. Rates are going to go up. The spending is out of control. We know that. So if you've been on the sidelines, you've been waiting for those rates to go down, they're not going down. The rate you're going to get today is most likely going to be less than what it's going to be in a month and lower than it's going to be in 2 months or 3 months and so on and so forth. So the time of sitting on the sideline has to be over. Make that move, make the initial call, and see how you can save money, because as the cost of money is going up, you need to keep more money in your pocket. We all know that.
Yeah. Well, and the thing I love about you guys, Brian, you and Mike both, is that if you can help people, you'll take a look at their mortgage. You'll say, here's where you're at. If you can help them, you'll tell them that. If you can't help them, you'll tell them that. And the idea is that they're going to get straight advice and they're going to get customer service unlike anywhere else. And that's why, friends, you've got to get on the phone and get Brian and Mike working for you. Fellowship Home Loans. Here's the number, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. If it can be done, if they can save you dollars, they're going to do it like no one else. So you've got to call them today, 800-804-SAVE. Brian Sheely, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, personally fit me, Kevin McCullough, for my very own MyPillow, and I haven't stopped raving about that night's sleep since. You know why? They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you need, and they maintain their shape. And every MyPillow is made in the USA. Get a standard queen premium MyPillow now for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. And now is the time to buy. $29.98 for a standard queen premium. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listeners square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. Or call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. And use the promo code WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Kevin McCullough says she's the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite, the amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And I want to say again, congratulations to Jack Cittarelli for winning the Republican nomination for governor in New Jersey. We hope to speak with him shortly about that big win and really how he needs to take it to Murphy every single day. More people by percent were killed in nursing homes under Phil Murphy's watch than Andrew Cuomo. And that's saying something. You have to work hard to kill that many seniors. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back. And Carol Markowitz, the aforementioned, joins us. Now, you may be going, well, wait, this isn't Tuesday. I know. We had a little swaparoo. Kelsey Bowler from the Independent Women's Forum, pinch hit for her. And now Carol's with us on Wednesday, and we're grateful for that. Carol, let me ask you real briefly. Do mm-hmm. any of the Republicans in New Jersey or New York, with the terrible records of those two governors, Cuomo and that election's next year,
yeah.
but Murphy in New Jersey this year, and the incompetence and the graft and the crime and the bribery and the self-importance, right. is there a possibility, even a faint one, that Republicans could break through with the right messaging?
It's really tough. I do think this is the moment, and I think New Jersey is better positioned for that moment than New York, because I think memories are very short, and having the election sooner rather than later is better for New Jersey. But, you know, my real concern right now is that so many people who would be voting for these candidates have left, and I see this mass exodus happening in New York and New Jersey, and I see that they're leaving because they've had enough of poor mismanagement, and COVID just pushed them over the edge.
When you realize that Bill de Blasio was elected with only 17% of registered voters,
yeah.
Carol, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny, all the Democrats who now hate him openly and say how terrible he is. Well, you had the chance. You had the chance to defeat him. And what I always like to say about this is things were going so well in New York that reelected Bill de Blasio. Like, that's how well things were going, that it really didn't matter who was in charge. And then when it did matter, you know, we noticed that our mayor might not be up for the job.
Yeah. Well, okay, moving on from state politics, I had to get that in there because I've been dying to know what you thought about it.
Yeah.
And you've written a lot about today's subject throughout the last year. In fact, I don't think there's been a single person that has addressed the issue of masks more thoroughly than Carol Markowitz in the New York Post. And all you have to do is just go take a look through her archives and you'll see that's true. But mm-hmm. Carol, the CDC changed its guidance. The governors yeah. of both states have said, you know, we can start relaxing, at least in camps for summer camp. You've got that in New York. Phil Murphy did the unthinkable this week, and this tells you probably yeah. how bad his polling is. And he said, you know what,
right.
we're going to let school districts decide it, district to district throughout the state. So why are people still wearing masks? You go down through Midtown yeah. and people still have them mm-hmm. on. Why?
I think it's a number of things. I think first it's, you know, collective anxiety. New York went through a lot, obviously, and I understand that people remain nervous. But I think the main thing here is that their leadership has shown such poor guidance in explaining that A, masks might have never been necessary, and B, that they're certainly not necessary post-vaccination. So it's really unfortunate that New Yorkers are sort of in the grip of this madness. And this is the worst New York I've ever known. Angry, suspicious, afraid of each other. And I think a lot of that is we just can't see each other's faces. We can't see smiles in the street. We can't gauge other people's emotions because so much of it is in their face. It's making us a worse city all around, and I think we need to step up the removal of masks, and we need to move on. We really need to move on.
Well, and there's always been this joke, right? So other places in America may seem friendlier because people will smile at you, but sometimes they're patting you on the back while they stick the knife in. And in New York, you just get an honest reflection of how people feel looking them straight on all the time. And I kind of always liked that kind of, yeah, we're tough and we're, you know, we've got kind of an edge,
yeah.
But in deep inside, we're good people and we want everybody to do well. And you're right. I feel like something did, like some switch got flipped in the last 16 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't attribute it fully to one specific thing, but I think when you figure out the pandemic and then the lockdowns mm-hmm. and then the violence following George Floyd, and now the revelation of all the mistrust and mismanagement of not only the mayor and the governor, but Fauci and, you know, what we now know about what he was telling us. I mean, there's reasons for people to be cynical now.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, it's not to discount what New York and New Jersey went through. We did go through something serious, but we've gone through bad things in the past and have come out of it better. Something really did shift. And, you know, part of it is what we discussed in the first part of the segment is a lot of people left. A lot of people left these areas and are not coming back. And it really did change the dynamic of the city. It matters. It matters that so many lifelong New Yorkers said, I can't do this anymore. I mean, our family is, you know, teetering on getting out of here. And we never thought we would leave. We were going to live here forever. We were planning to stay here, you know, through retirement. And now we're not so sure.
The sad thing about it is, as people are leaving, I notice it's a lot of the good people. And that's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
We need more good people making good decisions, voting for good candidates. And it's frustrating. Let me ask you just briefly, as we have like reflected on these last 6 months, you know, we've got a new administration. The entire scope and focus of the country is moving in a different direction. But we are starting to open up and we are starting to have more of these freedoms. Is it your feeling that before year's end, life may begin to feel like normal again?
I think in some places it already is normal. We're heading very quickly towards that normalcy. I'm very worried about New York City. I don't know that we do. And part of it is this continuing masking. You know, people ask me all the time, like, why do I care if other people are wearing masks? Well, I don't. I really don't. If masking was optional everywhere, I wouldn't care who did what. I mean, I would, you know, do whatever makes you comfortable. But the fact is that so many people continuing to mask, it informs decisions made for the rest of us. I mentioned in the column, I took my middle son roller skating to a roller skating birthday party last Saturday. And 93-degree weather, everybody had to be masked in the outdoor rink. Masks are disgusting. They're sweaty and gross, and everybody's mask just looks like, I mean, a petri dish of just bacteria. And, you know, this is what we're doing. And I don't think we should be masking, but I can't tell the roller rink what their rules should be. And they're the only roller rink around. So, you know, the idea of just don't go or don't take your kid to the birthday party is not reasonable either. So until we get to where we can have a sane, you know, policy about masking, I am going to keep talking about it. Until masking is optional for everybody, we must keep talking about it.
Yeah, you got to. All right, Carol, always appreciate your insight. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Go read her latest piece in the New York Post. It's all about why it's time for fellow New Yorkers need to unmask ourselves and our kids. Coming right back, Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
Thinking of selling your house? Need to sell an inherited property? Call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free, no-obligation consultation. Louis Calamine will personally give you his honest and professional opinion while answering any questions you may have. Calamine & Company has a 100% success rate. Their listings always get sold stress-free and for top dollar. They've earned perfect ratings and reviews online, so you can't go wrong when you hire Calamine & Company. They always put clients' needs above everything else. Want to ask Louis Calamine a question? Interested in learning the honest truth about the real estate industry from a highly successful broker? Tune into Lewis's new radio talk show, Unfiltered Real Estate, on AM 570 The Mission every Saturday morning at 9, where you can talk live on the air with Louis Calamine. To schedule a private consultation with Lewis, call 718-998-1100 or visit calamine.com. Remember, clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
What does your perfect wedding day look like? I'll bet you've imagined it over and over again. The crisp spring air, the fresh grass giving way beneath you as you walk towards your future. Hi, I'm Jackie Dorman. I'm inviting you to join me in my free Married in 12 Months challenge, where I'll teach you why now it's your time to find love and the tools to become a bride. Just sign up for my free Married in 12 Months 5-day challenge at lovestories.com.
The challenge begins this week at lovestories.com.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then WMCA's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at WMCA.com. WMCA is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to WMCA.com or call Rachel at 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer based on loans over $250,000. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
What's better than a mortgage interest rate and APR in the twos? How about a no closing cost mortgage loan with an interest rate and APR in the twos? That's right. We have no closing cost loans here at Cash Call Mortgage. We pay the title, escrow, and appraisal fees. So if you're looking to save a little cash on your monthly mortgage payment, call Cash Call Mortgage today. Our quotes are always free. If your mortgage rate APR is not in the twos, Cash Call Mortgage could lower your interest rate and save you some cash. What are you waiting for? With low rates and no closing cost options, now is the time to refinance your mortgage. For a free quote to see if you qualify, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call us today. Call 800-931-6651. That's 800-931-6651. 800-931-6651.
This is What's Right, What's Left, unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
Listen to What's Right, What's Left, Monday through Friday evenings, 10 to midnight on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so glad to have you with us. And as I've been saying throughout the entire show today, big night last night for the state of New Jersey. And I'm excited to have my next guest because he is a winner. He is somebody who believes in the future of a world that's shaped by individual responsibility and lower taxes and the issue of life and so many things. Jack Cittarelli is his name, and he's the successful now nominee to face off against Phil Murphy for that state's gubernatorial race coming up this November. Jack, congratulations on the big win. Jack 4NJ means more now than it ever did before.
Well, Kevin, thanks very, very much. Last night was an awful lot of fun and really is the result of 16 months of hard work, positive energy, and a message that's going to resonate with all New Jerseyans, and that's why we produced the win in yesterday's primary.
Now, last week, I was honored to be at an event with you, and I learned some things about you that I did not know, including one of the, I think, most interesting things, which is that you are a person who has chosen New Jersey at every stage of life. You went to school, you started your businesses, you grew up here. Talk to me about why that's important in the gubernatorial race in the Garden State.
I think it's really important that our governor be a true blue Jersey guy. Phil Murphy is not. John Corzine was not. They just don't get it. And so me having been born here, raised here, went through the public school system, went to Seton Hall University for my bachelor's and master's, sat for the CPA exam here and passed, employed fellow New Jerseyans here on Main Street with two very successful businesses, have served at every level of government, term limiting myself each time. It's a very unique background. It's a unique resume. I think it uniquely positions me, Kevin, to fix our broken state.
Well, I think that that's music to a lot of people's ears today. One of the things that I've made mention in the many times you've been with us previously is that the governor of the state of New Jersey actually has a worse record on COVID-19 than Andrew Cuomo. And that is a very short list of people, but he somehow found his way onto that list. It's a hard thing to outdo the incompetence that Andrew Cuomo has shown in New York. But Phil Murphy did that. More people died in nursing homes. He has had a scandal that has really eclipsed other governors in other states, and yet he's suffered almost no accountability for it.
There will be accountability, Kevin, because the gubernatorial campaign now, you can't escape. There'll be a spotlight, and we're going to put it right over Phil Murphy's failed record. New Jersey leads the nation in nursing home deaths, and because we do, if New Jersey was a country, we lead the world in COVID-19 deaths on a per capita basis. That's part of his failed record, as is one out of three businesses on Main Street having closed their doors forever, as is our children not being in school, as is people waiting 5 hours online at motor vehicles, as is people waiting 8 months for their unemployment benefits and trying to get somebody on the phone in the Department of Labor, and the phone just rings off the hook because Phil Murphy won't bring state workers back to work. These are all the things that we're going to talk about. He has failed New Jersey.
Well, and on that note, I have told people constantly, Jack, if you want different outcomes, you have to send different people to go do the work. Talk to me a little bit about how New Jersey generally views Democratic gubernatorialships and how long they put up with them.
I love what you just said at the beginning there, Kevin. I've said it this way to New Jersey. If you want change, you have to make a change. Give yourself something you haven't given yourself in 30 years, a Republican governor and a Republican majority in the state legislature. There's all 120 seats in the state legislature on the ballot this year, just below my name. This is a fiscally conservative state, and it wants to know that its governor is doing all that he or she can to lower our property taxes, make it a better place to do business. People want to feel confident this is the place they can achieve their American dream. Right now, under Phil Murphy, that's an impossibility.
Jack, Phil Murphy wanted to tax people that live in the Garden State for the amount of rainfall that fell on their driveway last year. I mean, when it comes to finding ways to extract money from taxpayers, Phil Murphy and the state Democrats in New Jersey seem almost exceptional at finding the most insane things to try to do that with.
You often hear them talking about new tax revenue streams. The rain tax was one. How about last year? And I know you remember this, Kevin. How about the financial transaction tax? Yeah. Because the stock exchanges use technology systems that are based in New Jersey. So every time somebody buys or sells a stock or a bond or any financial instrument, believe it or not, there's technology in warehouses here in New Jersey where that happens. They wanted a new financial services tax. And immediately the stock exchanges said, okay, you do that, we're moving out. Thank goodness they backed off. But the fact that the even discussion came up is terrible.
Yeah. Well, he is Jack for New Jersey on Twitter. Jack4NJ.com is the website. And if you want a difference in the Garden State, you've got to make a change. Jack is that change. Jack Cittarelli, congratulations on last night. We look forward to talking to you as we come down the stretch. And hopefully we're going to see something good happen for the people of New Jersey very soon. Thanks for being with us.
Kevin, thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Let's get the record straight. Gus Michael Farinella here, host of Your Legal Rights Radio and practicing law for nearly two decades. No doubt you have heard about home loan modifications. Now it's time to get the truth. If you have a mortgage, you may be entitled to a modification, even if your bank has turned you down. We have helped many homeowners successfully modify their existing home mortgage loans, reduce their interest rate, and reduce their monthly mortgage payments, in some cases by over $1,000 a month. Now we can help you. Call me, Gus Michael Farinella, 1-800-961-9615. We may even be able to reduce the principal amount owed on your mortgage. If you're tired of getting the runaround from your mortgage servicing company, it's time to call me, Gus Michael Farinella, 1-800-961-9615. Find out the real facts about modifying your mortgage. Call me, Gus Michael Farinella, 1-800-961-9615. We handle all legal matters in New York and New Jersey, 1-800-961-9615.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. I argued earlier this year that inflation was on the near horizon, while the Fed and its enablers in the press were in denial. It's not about who is the smartest, it's about fixed principles of economics. Too much money chasing too few goods causes inflation. Our central bank is enabling colossally high spending and borrowing levels by creating new money supply. This didn't start with Biden, but it has certainly reached new orders of magnitude with him. The last report shows that inflation ran at over 4% over the past year, well over the historic average. That includes a brief bout of deflation during the worst of the shutdown. So if we look at year to date, we see that on a monthly basis, inflation has been accelerating rapidly. There's only one remedy. Government needs to cut spending and the Fed needs to stop printing. Nothing else. Price controls, scapegoating business, etc. will work. Stop printing money.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010. Or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
For many Americans, Father's Day is a day to celebrate. But for many others, it's a day to get through. Because Father's Day hurts if you don't have a father. The facts are clear. Fatherlessness drives many bad outcomes in America. From teen pregnancy to incarceration, an astounding 85% of youths in prison come from fatherless homes, 20 times the national average. But there's a path forward from the grim statistics. This is why I urge you to watch the powerful new film called The Streets Were My Father. The Streets Were My Father features the journey of three inner-city Chicago men, from fatherlessness to gangs, and from life in prison to prison ministry programs that set them on the road to redemption and lives as productive members of society. To see this important and inspirational film, the streaming version, and DVDs, go to salemnow.com and buy a copy or copies for anyone you know who doesn't have a father or doesn't believe in the power of God to change lives. Watch The Streets Were My Father now on salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Parenting Express, where we one time a week set aside the headlines, set the newspaper down, because we've been stressed out by all that. So what we do is we say, hey, you want to be a better parent. Kevin wants to be a better parent. Everybody wants to work on this. And even if you're not a parent, if you're a grandparent, if you're someone who's around, you know, nieces and nephews, we can all use these skills that we're talking about on Wednesdays. But it's the Parenting Express. It's express. We don't dump the whole, you know, kit and caboodle on you. We give you one thing to work on, one idea each week. And I've heard from so many people that this is one of the most helpful things that we do week in and week out. So I'm so thankful for for Shelley Goldberg to be with us and to be able to give us those little tips 1 week at a time. Shelley, welcome back. Always good to have you. You and I were just talking off air. You're going to talk about introverts today. And I think that one of the things that I never really understood about extroverts and introverts is how to define them for myself. So I'm going to start with a definition that someone told me a while ago, and I think it's really helpful. If you don't know what you are, then think about when you socialize. If you like smaller, more intimate get-togethers, and you feel more energized in being, you know, curling up with a good book by a fire, having some jazz on and reading. If this kind of stuff gets your juices going, then you're probably an introvert. If you get energized by being in the crowd and everybody's cheering and it's fun and it's laughing and it's ha-ha and it goes late, and you feel energized by that, then you're probably an extrovert. If you feel drained in those moments, you're probably an introvert. So with that kind of working definition, Shelley, there's some significant things about introverts that you think we learned because of the pandemic. What were they?
Yes, and Kevin, by the way, that was pitch perfect. That I could not have said it better. That's exactly the first indication. There are kids, there are grown-ups who get super energized by going out and being around a lot of people, and they can do this every night of the week. And then there's another group that they're exhausted. A couple of parties a year are fine, but they are turned on, energized by a good book or doing some scientific research. It's just a whole different way. Genetically, they're just predisposed to processing things in a completely different way. And by the way, a lot of us are combinations. So I wanted to talk to parents about this because I think over the last year and a half, I was thinking about it. And I think the child who was the introvert probably coped, fared better, more easily, because it bothered them less that they didn't go to school parties.
Right.
It bothered them less that they weren't right in the school activities. So what can parents do? There's a fabulous article. I want to say thank you to Jen Graneman from Psychology Today. Great article.
Okay.
On the 15 things parents should know. Here's some of them. Number one, nothing unusual or shameful about being introverted. It's close to 50% of the population. I mean, there's somewhere they're not sure, 35 to 50%. And a lot of very famous, very successful people. If you Google introverted famous people, the list is unbelievable.
Long.
You know, from
yeah.
Warren Buffett to Abraham Lincoln. Two, your child is not going to stop being introverted because it's a genetic predisposition. It's the way they're born. And there's even a lot of research that introverts, they have different neurotransmitter pathways.
Right.
The introvert kind of goes in one different, you know, kind of one direction, which is the parasympathetic, and it's more relaxation regulated. And the extrovert is triggered more by the sympathetic, which is more fight and flight. All right. Three, your kids are often going to take time. They need time to warm up slowly to new situations and new people. So mom and dad, you have to help them. What can you do? You're going to a party, a birthday party, especially with younger kids, arrive early. This way your kids can feel comfortable in the space. Two, find a space where your child can stand back with you. We're talking about younger children, so they can feel safe and observed, because introverts love to observe. That's how they feel safe, just by observing at the beginning. All right, then they
gotcha.
Inch their way in slowly, right? Four, socializing, as you mentioned at the top, is going to zap the introvert. So watch for signs of fatigue in a younger child, and that means you might have to leave the birthday party earlier. With older children, like your children, Kevin, you want to teach them to excuse themselves, that it's perfectly okay for them to leave, even if it's a family party, if they're feeling overwhelmed at some point and exhausted, all right? By the way, I just realized something else. Another thing you can do to help your kids feel comfortable is, if you're going to a party or some event, let your kids know ahead of time who's going to be there. Because just by knowing who's going to be there, that helps the introvert
right.
feel more
helps,
comfortable.
Helps
in
them
the
be more at ease, yeah.
Yes. Five, making friends is going to be nerve-wracking. So give your kids lots and lots of positive reinforcements every time they take any kind of social risk, anytime they try in any way to make new friends, because it's so much harder for them because the natural inclination of the introvert is to stay with the two or three friends and have friendships that are deep as opposed to popular. Six, your child may have some very unique and intense interests, and it might not be the usual Boy Scouts and softball team. It might be something like science camp or maybe a writing class. So if you find your child is protesting that they don't really want to, you know, go to the be on the softball league, after they've at least tried it and experienced it, give them the opportunity to follow their natural inclination, because introverts tend to like different things. Talk to the teacher. That's number seven, because often teachers think that the child is disinterested because they're quiet and they're observing. Introverts, again, are great observers. So discuss your child with the teacher. Number eight, your child, again, may only have two or three friends, because introverts, as I mentioned earlier, they seek depth in relationships. Nine, your child is not necessarily shy. You can be introverted and be shy. You can be extroverted and be shy. But shy and introversion are two completely different things. Number 10, help your child feel heard, because introverts live internally, and they often need someone to kind of draw them out. So ask a lot of questions to help your introverted child express themselves.
That's really good stuff. And that's all 10 of them. And again, friends, if you missed any of them, you can get the podcast and go back and review. Shelley, always appreciate your insights. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, we've still got my final thought for the day, so don't go away. It is Kevin McCullough Radio.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies showed that talcum contained asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller, Saturday afternoon at 2 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so excited to have you with us and so pleased to be able to bring you such a dynamic show today. So much to consider and to think through from Miranda Devine and Carol Markowitz and Shelley Goldberg. And congrats once again to the man who I would like to see become the next governor of the state of New Jersey, Jack Cittarelli, who just stomped the competition in the primary yesterday. And friends, if you are thinking to yourself, maybe you live in the Garden State and maybe you're thinking, well, are any of these politicians any different from each other? You need to understand that the differences between Phil Murphy and Jack Chitarelli could not be more pronounced. You've got a man who basically followed Andrew Cuomo right off the cliff at every turn in Phil Murphy. He did everything in COVID just as wrong as Murphy did. I mean, just as wrong as Cuomo did. And he ended up killing more people on a per capita basis in New Jersey's nursing homes. And he's had no accountability for it. But beyond that, the state of New Jersey is just in absolute shambles economically and from a small business perspective. So many small businesses have had to move out of the state because they couldn't continue to compete. If you want different results, you have to send different people to go do the job. So I'm hoping that that's what will happen for those of you in the great state of New Jersey. And by the way, there's more to come because this month we've got the big primary for the New York elections. And you, those of us that are here and live and care about the city, we've got a decision to make about the next mayor, too. Seriously, if you're dissatisfied, if you're looking around going, is this as good as it gets? You've got to give other people a chance to bring their ideas to the table, because what we have now has not been working for quite some time. Some very good news, shifting gears a little bit. Senator Rand Paul put on his social media feed yesterday that the Cleveland Clinic did a recent research study of 52,238 persons, and it came to a very interesting conclusion. This survey that was done studied more than 52,000 people, and it showed at the end of the day that unvaccinated people who had come down with COVID-19 but had recovered, they have, in essence, no difference in the rate of reinfection than people who took the vaccine. So, to be clear, if you've been vaccinated, you're not really any stronger in your immune system than if you had COVID and recovered. And if you had COVID and recovered, you have as much immunity built into you, which they are finding out. This is the third study this week that shows that infection immunity is lasting longer than anybody had expected. And basically, if you had COVID-19 and you've recovered, you're in essence vaccinated. And if the people that get the vaccine are getting it, then they have about the same level of protection. And the Cleveland Clinic was the one that did the study that showed it, and Senator Rand Paul was the one that told us about it. Good news for a lot of people. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.